You know, this is commonplace behavior in politics. One campaign taking other campaigns, other campaign signs down. It's wrong behavior, and it doesn't matter what party is involved.
And why should Ron DeJulius resign, in your opinion?
Well, this is look. He and campaign supporters of his wife were caught red-handed taking down and vandalizing campaign paraphernalia. And the fact of the matter is, that's against the law. It's a crime. He was caught red-handed doing it. And for that reason, he's unfit to serve the state of Maryland and the citizens in his capacity as labor commissioner. He should resign.
Has there been a history of this involving Mr. DeJulius, or are you aware of that?
I can't speak to his particular behavior over the years, but this is not if it's a campaign year, you know this becomes an issue.
And it's just as equally offensive when Democrats do it against Democrats as when Democrats do it against Republicans or Republicans do it against Democrats, correct?
Anyway, it slices both ways, and it's an offense and it's a crime.
Just so that we know, what we shouldn't read into this, the Republican committee isn't endorsing Jim Brosian in this race. This is more you're commenting on the offense rather than the race itself, correct?
Believe me, we look forward to beating whoever the Democrats nominate in District 42 for state Senate. Tim Robinson's a fantastic candidate, and he deserves a vote of the citizens out there.